USMCA review sparks concerns over China's growing role in Mexico supply chains. As the 2026 review of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, approaches, increasing Chinese investment and manufacturing activity in Mexico is reshaping North American supply chains and raising new questions about trade compliance, tariffs, and the future of cross-border freight. The narrative that China is using Mexico as a backdoor into the U.S. market is both accurate and oversimplified. Chinese companies have significantly expanded their presence in Mexico in recent years, particularly since the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted global supply chains. This shift has been driven in large part by U.S. companies seeking to reduce tariff exposure and geopolitical risk tied to China. Rather than exiting the U.S. market, many Chinese suppliers have adapted by relocating production to Mexico, setting up local entities and hiring Mexican labor to qualify for preferential trade treatment under USMCA. While some critics argue that minimal processing or relabeling could be used to circumvent tariffs, most activity falls into a legal gray area, or is fully compliant, as companies work to meet rules of origin thresholds. China expands investments in Mexico, with official data showing $2.3 billion in net Chinese FDI from 2017 to 2024, though private estimates suggest the true figure could be several times higher. One of the largest single investments was a $5 billion factory from the China-based Lingang Machinery Group announced in October 2023 in the Mexican city of Monterrey. Despite rapid growth, Chinese investment still lags far behind U.S. and other G7 countries, accounting for only a small share of total FDI into Mexico, even as Chinese firms play an increasingly visible role in nearshoring supply chains. The influx of Chinese firms has fueled industrial growth across northern Mexico, boosting regional economic activity but also raising concerns about the long-term implications for the region's economy and trade relationships.